a free trade agreement between the U.S. and South Korea.
We are pretty excited about those prospects, and I think much of the agricultural community is excited about the prospect.
Undersecretary of Agriculture J.B. Penn commenting on the recent announcement by U.S. and Korean trade officials that the two nations are going to soon be starting negotiations on a free trade agreement, an agreement that could boost U.S. farm exports.
Korea is a very large economy. It's a very large market. It's a growing economy and market. It has a relatively large number of people. It's a big agricultural importer. So I think the prospects are really quite good. Korea is already our sixth largest market, and we would expect that our export sales could increase very substantially if we get a very thorough and comprehensive free trade agreement.
Currently, Korea imports over $10.5 billion worth of agricultural products from around the world every year. About 20% of those products already come from the U.S.
But they still maintain several barriers, and barriers to products that we produce here and would find of great interest. So removing those barriers should enable a substantial increase in several of our food and agricultural products.
Meanwhile, Agriculture Secretary Mike Johanns told a recent audience of Farm Bureau members that a free trade agreement with South Korea is just one of many efforts to open up markets for U.S. farmers.
This administration remains committed to free trade and opening markets, so the abundance with which our great nation has been blessed may be shared with others around the world. Doing so will strengthen our economy while ensuring that American farmers and ranchers remain productive for generations to come.
Also on the trade agenda, the U.S. continues to work on a global set of trading rules through the World Trade Organization. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.